Why do electric vehicles sound like angels from outer space? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. There is a federal regulation in the U.S. that requires quiet vehicles, meaning hybrid and electric cars, to have synthetic sounds added to them. That's because without combustion engines, EVs don't naturally produce any sound at slower speeds, which makes them dangerous for other road users. We wanted to know why these cars sound the way they do, so we asked someone with direct experience.
My name's Danielle Venn, and I'm the Executive Creative Director here at Made Music Studio. What I do is something special called sonic branding. And so that's a strategic use of sound and music to help brands build their own identity. In 2017, we were approached by Nissan to develop a sound for their electric vehicles that were going to be coming out in subsequent years. And that sound would be the sound that you hear when the vehicle is approaching you, so an external sound of the vehicle. We love that these electric vehicles are quiet. There's no noise pollution with them, or it's minimal noise pollution. But it's still a safety hazard, and it's something that, because it's mandated now, there's an opportunity and a need to look at that sound through the lens of the brand and through the lens of marketing. So for the Nissan Leaf, the deliverable is a 2-second piece of audio that's going to be looped on a piece of hardware inside the car. When a car is idling, you're just going to hear that one piece of audio looped. And it should sound smooth. It shouldn't sound like it's hiccuping every 2 seconds. It has to be a perfect loop. As the car increases, the pitch that you're hearing, the note that you're hearing, is going to increase in pitch and speed 1% per kilometer per hour up to 30 kilometers per hour. It's not a melody. It's not a piece of music. It's not even a singular sound. Instead, that deliverable is a looped piece of audio that has to stretch like an accordion or like taffy and then come back together. We put the sound into 3 categories to explore it. And 1 category was smooth sounds, things that were very fluid. The 2nd category would have been more wave-like. So within that 2 seconds, the sound might have moved a bit, right? It might have pulsed. And then in the 3rd category was sound that had actually quite a bit of motion in it. Very early on, you start to realize that if you're trying to convey that this car is innovative, that this car is different than a gas engine car, having too many moving sounds really doesn't depict that this is a new technology. It sounds like a weirder version of an internal combustion engine. When I hear an electric vehicle on the street, I have such a different appreciation for all the design considerations that went into that vehicle, including the sound that I'm hearing as it comes towards me.
That was Danielle Venn at Made Music Studio. After the U.S. Department of Transportation finalized its quiet car rule in 2018, there was some hope among EV owners that the new regulation would bring with it the option to fully customize the sound of their cars, so drivers could select from a catalog of sound effects to indicate when their car was backing up or slowly pulling forward. But last summer, safety regulators scrapped that plan due to a lack of data illustrating why that level of customization would be necessary. It was especially disappointing for some Tesla drivers who were excited to have the option of blasting fart sounds at unsuspecting pedestrians, which was available on some models that were then recalled. Probably good news for the rest of us, though apparently the fart function does still work when the car is not moving. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.